Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Sunflower Allotment Podcast.
And this is the podcast for anyone who has an allotment or doesn't but loves growing things.
On today's episode, we've got a recording from Bungay Seed Swap with Lydia. And we're also going to be talking about allotments in April, as we stood here on a very balmy April
morning. The first, I have to say.
The first. Peter, before we go on and talk about Bungay Seed Swap, and it was a really great event, and I've got that recording coming up. As we're talking about seeds, I've got some seeds for you.
Oh, no way.
And I've actually got some, my whole box of seeds. I thought we could do our own seed swap. I just thought it is such, I know we did an episode on seed swapping last time, but it is such a lovely pastime to be able to give somebody seeds, knowing that they'll have so much literally from it, but also happiness. So there's some seeds in here, and you could have a quick look now while we're talking.
It's brilliant, and that's very, very timely, because perhaps a few weeks late, or possibly even months late, I went through all my seeds in the endless wet days. I had a wet, rainy afternoon. I've rationalised them and organised them into planting now, planting late April. Early May, mid-May. So I've got, as you see, if you look around the plot, I've at last got things, well, I don't know, dangerous talk, beginning to get it under control.
Yeah. And this looks very under control. Straight lines, maximum productivity.
Well, that is,
you must have 100 garlic in here.
350. Your estimate.
Okay, way off.
Also, you can see, if you look at the height, these first rows are the winter garlic, and then the rows up at the other end a little bit smaller, because those are the spring garlic. And the point being, the spring garlic I put in February, but that one, that's a variety that keeps really well.
Okay.
So I harvest it much later than the others, but it'll keep until May, June next year. We're still eating, the garlic from the spring garlic from last year.
Oh wow, very good. And actually, for the first time ever, I've managed to store potatoes effectively.
Excellent.
And I've just finished the potatoes from last year, which feeling very happy about. It's a nice feeling being able to keep that allotment going all year round.
And having things in the store cupboard or stored underground, and eating off the allotment in these lean months of February, March.
Anyway,
but these seeds would fantastic. You? I'm so grateful.
Well, so we talked about this before.
Oh yes, you've got the system.
I've organised it into months.
Yes,
which you would plant them. So April. Yes. Look at this, March, the other side of April, so that's effective. This sums me up.
This jumps out at me straight away. Giant Prague celeriac.
You're saying that to rub it in after last year?
Would I?
Yeah, you can take the celeriac.
Absolutely. Oh, Penstemons, lovely. Yes. That's one of my resolutions for this year, is to be better at planting flowers.
Flowers. Well, there's some cosmos there.
Cosmos, love the cosmos.
Forget-me-nots and calendula, I think.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Marigolds.
Oh, very nice marigolds.
Yeah,
yes.
So you're wanting to plant a few more flowers, are you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I have, I'm very pleased there's marigolds in there, because a couple of weeks ago I started off, I did 120 tomato seedlings, partly because we have a plant swap day coming up in May.
Yes, we do, don't
and,
we?
And on the allotment, but it's part of one of the events the association runs.
Yeah.
So I like growing, as you know, different varieties, odd varieties, so I thought it would be nice to grow a few extra and see what I can get in return from Plant Swap Day.
Well, it's a great time to talk about events, because I went to this event back in February for the seed swap, which we'll listen to in a second. But as you say, it's 100 years.
Yes.
This year of the allotment.
Yeah, the centenary anniversary.
The centenary anniversary. And there's been some lovely pictures going around of 100 years ago, the opening on Facebook, but also the Allotment Association are putting on lots of events, which is really lovely. And I know there's lots of hard work going on behind the scenes, hard work that you're now part of, Peter. You are now officially a committee member.
I will for my sins.
And remind you of that conversation we had previously.
All the time, probably, knowing you.
But yeah, there's lots of events, loads of events going on, aren't there? There's Plant Swap, they do the pop-up cafe now, don't they, which is lovely, the last Sunday of every month. So if you're listening, you've got an allotment and are thinking about some events, there's some great ones here that our allotment's putting on. So they've got pop-up cafe every Sunday, they've got the Plant Swap, Sunday the 5th of May, the Lord... Mayors and Morris dances.
Yes.
Fantastic. Wow.
What else?
And that's on the 18th of May, where they can have a...
Apparently the fee was beer.
Okay, well, that's perfect. And they're going to have some photographs on show then. Then there's a more exhibition the next day. And then there's a composting demonstration and talk. There's... a visit to Cotton Manor, a produce show, composting exhibition again, archaeological project, children's activities, visit to a walled garden, and then open allotments. Wow, and that's all before the 7th of July.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is great, isn't it? To be in an allotment that's doing so much.
Yes, and it is... what's fantastic is, I mean, its proper name is the model... the Bluebell Model Allotments, because when they were started in 1924, they were model allotments. They were a model that was rolled out across Norwich, but I also believe it was such a great example of good practice. Not that they would have used those terms in that day, that it was much copied. So, for example, here is a very old apple tree.
Yes,
every plot had. I can't remember if it was one or two apple trees, and they're all lots of different varieties.
Wow.
So that was all put in by the council.
Original apple
trees. There was a shed.
Yeah. You can see three originals here, actually, can't you? 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. If anybody's listening has got some old trees on their allotment that they'd like to tell us about, then please let us know, because they do have lots of significance.
They do. And the varieties, the old varieties are so important as growers for supermarkets particularly become more and more homogenised, and growers have such, buyers have such strict rules about what they want and how they must be prepared and presented.
Mm.
So, yes, it means older varieties do get a bit squeezed, but there is a move, you know, amongst smaller growers to keep them going, which is always good to see. But yeah, you can see all these trees are the originals, and they were actually surveyed. I can't remember the fruit tree expert. There's a list in the shed where they were surveyed, and there's a list of all the varieties that are on the plot.
Just walking at the north side of our big allotment site, and it's really calm here, isn't it?
It's so out of the wind.
It's really sheltered, and it's beautiful, and there's all these different places, and they seem like they're the same when you look at them on a map, but they're all so distinctive, aren't they?
This is always a bit like a secret corner, partly because the trees are, I mean, there's a willow there, lots of the fruit trees. This bay is one of the biggest bay bushes I've ever seen. It's got to be 3 metres.
Oh, watch out for the rhubarb and the raspberries. Yes. Can we walk through there?
Yeah, we can. This is a path.
This is a path, isn't it? Great.
I actually rather like seeing... I know the ideal is to have every plot in production, but I rather like these wild ones that are neglected.
Yeah.
Partly because it's great for wildlife, but they just have that...
Yeah.
Aesthetic, which is, I don't know.
Yeah.
A bit ramshackle, a bit run down, a bit overgrown.
Well, also,
I think there's something really beautiful about it.
Yeah.
Look, there's butterflies.
I was just going to say, you can see the wildlife
in
action.
3 or 4 butterflies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a man.
There's a man having a cup of tea.
Yes, looking very contemplative. We
should probably finish here, shall we?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's listen from Lydia. from the seed swap in Bungie with the wonderful Lydia. And next time, it's funny you say that, talking about allotments that are a bit wild. We've got a wonderful allotment ramble with a allotment holder who believes that all allotments should be wild.
Yes.
And actually has cultivated a wild space, much to the controversy of some of the committee members and also the allotment officer. But that's next week.
Yes, and anyway, that is such an interesting issue that we will talk more about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Tim. Good to see you.
This is nice to be recording because you've been such a nice supporter of the podcast.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
Well, I'm a really fan. But I haven't mentioned you enough. I was saying to Peter, whenever we sit down, I say, I must remember to mention Lydia because she keeps messaging me. That sounds bad. It keeps
you.
That doesn't
about couch grass.
No, is it like we message each other and no, it's really nice. And we've spoken about visiting Bungie before. But we're not actually at the allotments, you can probably tell, but we are at the library for Bungie's first ever seed swap,
yes,
which you've organised.
Yeah.
And you're part of Bungie Allotment Association.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. There's another round of seeds is handed about by your daughter. So how has this all come about? Because it's a really lovely environment, very nice atmosphere. So how did it come about?
I think we were inspired by the Norwich Seed Swap, and also I think our focus, we've had a new committee on the allotments recently, and instead of three it's now a bigger group of us, and we really wanted to focus on the community for the allotments. But it's a very small allotment, and Bungie's, you know, a small town, so also getting people to know about the allotments and to think about growing in town. So we kind of thought we'd do a little seed swap and see how it goes and raise some money for the library and for the allotments, but mostly for the library, and sort of just make ourselves sort of known. The other thing is we're, as most allotments are, we're quite a small allotment, but we've got a long waiting list, so we're looking for some more land. So we wanted to talk to people about that a little bit, to see if anyone's got land to rent around here. So conversations, which is nice.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, what a brilliant idea. So it's sort of getting the word out. So how, because the allotment's small in Bungie, but there's a waiting list. And do you think that lots of people don't even know about the allotments? Because that often can be the case, can't it?
Yeah, they're really on the outskirts of Bungie. And unless you've looked for them, you wouldn't necessarily find them. So I think you're right, lots of people don't know.
Yeah. Oh, they're lovely allotments. I went there recently, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, on the off chance I might see you. And I haven't said already, but Lydia and I are old school friends. So it's really nice to get in, or start being in contact again, isn't it, about this? I saw you at the seed swap last year as well, actually. In Norwich, didn't I? So that's amazing that inspired you, and here you are a year later with this event. It's incredible.
Yeah, I want to quickly tell the story of so I got my plot 2 years ago, and I'm a bit of a novice, so I was looking on podcasts to see if there was anything that would be sort of relevant for me, and yours popped up, and I was listening to it for ages, and I thought, he's got a friendly voice, it's sort of familiar. And it wasn't until like quite a few episodes in that you said your name, and that's Tim from school. I thought, first of all, I thought it was really serendipitous that it was in Norwich, because I thought the same climate, same weather kind of thing. But then, from an old school friend, so.
Well, thank you for being our keenest listener.
Pleasure.
It's really lovely. I thought you were going to say you thought it was Peter. Normally people say he's got the lovely voice.
He has got a lovely
amazing
voice.
Very calming.
Oh, really,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah. So what I was going to ask you was, because for some people listening, they might think, we haven't got a seed swap where we are, or we'd like a seed swap. How did you go about organising it?
What's all around you, almost everywhere you look, and makes your life better? Birds. Learn all about these beautiful creatures in this wonderful new podcast called Birds of a Feather Talk Together. Two experts guide two newbies on their journey to learn more. Mallard ducks, ivory-billed woodpeckers, Hawaiian honeycreepers, blue jays, cardinals, sandhill cranes, and more. Each week we discuss a different bird and walk away with a better understanding of the birds all around us. Oh, and we have a ton of fun doing it. Listen now. You're going to like learning about these birds. I guarantee it.
It's been a long day and all I've eaten is cake, so if I don't make any sense. Sort of Norfolk Organic Group at the Seed Swap in Norwich.
Yeah.
And I asked them if they'd like to be involved. So It's nice they've got their stand here. But also just, you know, collected some seeds and asked the community at the allotments if they've got some excess seeds. And then put some posters up, and the library were really kind and said they'd put it up on their social media. So people have been dropping seeds into the library in advance, and then it's so easy, you just have a table of seeds, and that's it, bake a few cakes and have some chats, and it's just been so lovely. Like, some people have just moved to the area, lady's just going to put some raised beds up, and she doesn't have any seeds, and it's not only a chance for her to pick up some seeds, but to get involved with the community, and then other people who I know from school, a lady who lives literally across the road, who has the most lovely hollyhocks, brought in a bag of seeds from her hollyhocks, and it's not a lot of organising really, poster on Word, some social media, we put it up in the local supermarket, and that's it really, and it's been really nice, and especially for the children, I think, my children have been here and others have come through, and you know, knowing that people are getting together in the community and and also learning about growing and thinking.
I must say, it's a very wholesome environment. You walk in and there's a cake stand. There's children running around handing seeds, like your daughter's doing now.
Thank you, Francis.
There's seeds, there's books. It's very wholesome. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's
idyllic. My dad, who's here, I just turned around and he was picking some seeds up, and then he was sat down reading a book on seeds. It's a really great place to have it, because I think for some people they might struggle with location. They might have an allotment site but not a big enough shed.
Yeah.
But actually going to a local library is a great idea, isn't it? It's such a great idea, and for the library it's also helpful for them, because people might come in and borrow some books, and then engage, and as you say, the some of the fundraising goes to the library, so it's really great idea.
And they were really good, they put together a selection of books related to allotments and gardens and wilding. It says, oh god, I don't even know what that is, Meryl, sorry, Campion Seeds, I'm going to get but it's got a spell. Anyway, the other thing is, I know this sounds a bit, but when I was looking up seed swaps, it sounds obvious, but it's the oldest form of currency, and so it's probably the oldest form of kind of community in a way. You'll get together and you're kind of bartering seeds and things. So I think that's partly why it feels so wholesome. It's that sort of thing of, you know, exchanging seeds and thinking about growing. And actually, like these guys, my friend came in and they just realised that they knew his dad, who's passed away, and they haven't seen him. He looks so much like this guy. And all these kind of connections in the community as well. Lovely. So I think the library is a really good spot for it.
I remember reading that allotment book of Cabbages and Kings. Have you read that? It's a history of allotments. It's really, really good. And I think it's that book. And in it, there is a section that talks about seeds and saving seeds. Because that's become sort of in vogue recently, saving seeds and specialities and things like that. But obviously, at one time, that was so important for your average peasantry.
So important.
I didn't mean that. That was great. for your average, like, peasantry who wouldn't have a lot of money, to save the seeds from the year before was an integral part of sustaining their livelihoods.
And a currency,
And a currency.
Also a way to make sure you've got variety, because if you've got too many, swap for something else.
Yeah. And in the book it talks about the swapping of the leftovers within communities or whatever they would have been back then, small burrs or villages, whatever. So, really, really interesting. I agree that traditional aspect of it is really lovely. And we get... It's just so easy, isn't it, to go in and buy seeds. And something we spoke about last time is they feel relatively cheap because it's to
or £3 a packet, but it adds up.
It does
add up. I actually spent £50 in Bungie not that long ago on
you
seats.
And your seat. No, so you were talking about it on the podcast. Yeah. It's a sweet shop, isn't it?
And I went,
a little bit of that, a little bit of that.
It is, and I went in the other day. I've got loads of seeds that are going off at home because I just get carried away and think, oh, that'd be great.
And that's it, you can package them up, and it's always too many, and you know, spit it. And also, I was talking to an organic group.
Thank you very much.
Actually, another.
Here we go, Mummy.
Thank you. I was two things really. That many companies now cover their seeds in chemicals, which is another reason to pick your own.
Yeah.
But also, what was I just about saying? Well, go give me some seeds, and I've forgotten. Yeah, I was just so surprised about how many people brought in their own seeds that they'd saved. It wasn't something we'd said you had to do. But I'd say. The majority, a lot of the ones we've brought are kind of packeted, but the ones that people have brought in are all in little envelopes, and they're ones they've saved from their garden.
That's nice.
And someone said to me, we were talking about this, and they said it feels like a little revolution, really. You shouldn't have to pay for them,
absolutely. Definitely. Anti-capitalist revolution, let's do it. It starts here today.
We don't need your... Don't even need
well,
money.
You know, with one seed.
Got to start somewhere.
You know, there we go. So from today, what's been the highlight or one moment that maybe you thought that it was really worthwhile? Have there been any moments?
Many. You know, people connecting who, you know, haven't seen for a long time. Or people swapping seeds and talking about memories. We've been talking lots about hollyhocks, and people have been talking about, you know, what that means, what they mean to them and things. And having the kids run around, I think. I mean, I haven't answered your question because I've not given you one moment. But even
there's many moments.
I don't know if it's the same on your allotments, but sometimes you might have a neighbour on the allotments who you don't see very often yet.
Yeah.
And one of the guys from the allotments who helped today got chatting to the lady on the cake stall who was volunteering for the library, and it turns out they're actually allotment neighbours.
Oh,
but they never really, and it's the longest conversation. They kind of recognise each other, but they didn't ever chat, and now they've made a really kind of connection to talk a bit more.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, lots of things.
That answers the question, definitely. Yeah. Great. And the other thing I was going to say, you got Norfolk Organic seeds here as well, group, which, and they're great, aren't they? They do lots of amazing things. They sometimes do talks, I notice, in different places.
Next year I think we're going to hopefully keep the seed swap as it is, and then start organising, because there's so many people around here who have done influential things to do with gardening or vegetable growing, and we're hoping we can get a few together and do some talks as well.
This would be a nice place for a talk as well, wouldn't it?
So people can read their books.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, maybe one event's enough for the library.
Really, I mean, if you have been thinking about doing a seed swap and you weren't sure, then go for it, because it doesn't take much. There's village halls all over the place and libraries, and all you need is, I keep thinking of those breads that you get where you like sourdough breads where you have to have a starter from someone.
All
you need is one starter box of seeds.
Yeah.
That's it, and that's your culture for the seed swap. And then you just keep passing it around, and then next year you've got your culture ready for the next one.
Well, I think, I'm sure this event will only grow and grow, won't it? Because already it's bustling, as you can hear behind us, but like, it will only get bigger because people will know about it more. So well done to you for doing it. It's great. And it's also been nice, an excuse for me to come and say hello to you.
Yeah,
because I haven't seen you for a year, actually.
I know. Yeah, it has been a really long time. So yeah, and that's the thing. Now, I'll probably see you at every seed swap now.
Yeah, and also your partner's looking after my child, so that's been free childcare, which I won't forget.
Bonus. Let's get some cake.
Thanks, Lydia.